A 14-year-old suspect took his own life after a shooting at a Richmond, Indiana middle school this morning, police say. The Richmond Police Department and school officials were warned that an armed individual was heading to Dennis Intermediate School this morning. The school was on lockdown and police were waiting for the teen when he arrived. Police and the teenager shot at each other, breaking the glass of a locked entry door. The suspect ran inside the school through that door as officers pursued him. The suspect and officers exchanged gunfire once more inside a second-floor stairwell before the teen shot himself, according to Richmond Police Department Chief Jim Branham. It has not yet been determined if the suspect was wounded by police. The teen lived in Richmond, but was not a student at the Dennis Intermediate School. In a press conference this afternoon, Branham said that having to respond to a school shooting is something he didn't expect.
If you'd have told me 30 years ago that we needed to train our officers to respond to school shootings, I'd have probably told you were crazy. But unfortunately, that is the situation we find ourselves in, and it's something we've done for the past several years.
The teen suspect was the only person harmed in the shooting. By 9:11 a.m., school officials were reporting all students and staff were safe. Branham also said that all officers involved were safe. Students at Dennis Intermediate School were released to parents in groups of 20 at nearby Richmond High School. All other Richmond community schools were placed on a temporary lockdown before resuming classes as normal. In a press conference, Richmond Mayor Dave Snow said that even though no students, staff, or officers were injured, the incident is still a tragedy.
Today is a tragic day in Richmond. This is yet another example of gun irresponsibility and poor mental health awareness and access that often too leads to the death of our youth. Every day, parents, students, teachers, and community members from all over Indiana and the country live in fear that someday a situation like this will happen in their hometown. And for Richmond, today is that day. This is only going to continue until concrete action is taken so that guns do not fall into the hands of our kids. There will be people who will say this incident could have been much worse, and that is true. We're certainly thankful to our officers and our school officials for acting so quickly and saving innocent lives. However, tragedy is not measured simply by the number of lives lost. This is an unfathomably tragic incident that has become all too commonplace. The irresponsibility that leads to a child walking into a school with a gun is unacceptable in today's society. The emotions that are felt from tragedies like these don't fade when the media coverage fades. The emotions stay real for those that have lived through it. The school system, local, and state officers did everything right today. But until real action is taken, events such as the one that unfolded in Richmond today remain a real and unnecessary threat. Change must come.
This isn't the first shooting at an Indiana middle school this year. In May, a 13-year-old student at Noblesville West Middle School asked to be excused from his science class. When he returned, he had two handguns and started firing. One student, 13-year-old Ella Whistler, was shot 7 times in the face, neck, hand, and chest. Teacher Jason Seaman tackled the suspect to the ground and was shot 3 times in the scuffle. Both Whistler and Seaman survived the shooting, and the suspect was sentenced last month to remain in a juvenile correctional facility until he turns 18. Whistler and her parents are now suing the shooter's parents. The lawsuit claims that Whistler still has bullets in her body and will, quote, almost certainly never recover fully, unquote. The lawsuit also claims that the parents should have monitored their son's internet use, in addition to preventing him from having access to guns and ammunition. Security in Monroe County schools has been tightened in the last year in response to high-profile shootings. This spring, Monroe County Community School Corporation discussed school safety in a public meeting after the shooting in Parkland, Florida, emphasizing their mental health services and encouraging the community to report suspicious behavior. In June, after the Noblesville shooting, the school board approved almost $70,000 in funding to be spent on a new card access system in every MCCSC school and new entryways in 7 elementary schools. In August, the Monroe County Community School Board voted against receiving free handheld metal detectors from the state after an offer from Governor Eric Holcomb. Trustees said that the security systems in place at MCCSC schools are sufficient in keeping students safe. For WFHB, I'm Annie Aguiar.